Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennis Tea, and today I'm going to be sharing with you guys some unpopular opinions that I found on Twitter. If you guys might be asking, where did this come from? Basically, on my Twitter feed, I just saw a thread of these unpopular opinions, and I was like, you know what, it'll be funny for me to read the funny ones and react to some of the other ones. So I put it to a vote. You guys voted for yes, you wanted to hear some of the crazy funny ones. And some of you also wanted to hear some of my opinions on some of the other ones. So I thought, why not do this as a fun podcast, basically. So before I start that, I just want to get some admin stuff out of the way. If you guys don't know, and it seems like most of you guys do know, but if you still don't know, you can listen to the podcast. You can listen on this amazing app called Anchor, which allows you to make your own podcast. But also you can listen to mine, listen to other people's. I know Stefano Tsitsipas' podcast is on there, Agrica Board, you can listen to that. And also from this, you can send me questions. So if you're listening on the app, you can actually send me voice messages and I can answer questions on that. But if you're listening on the website, I don't think you can do that yet. But that's still fine, you can just Twitter me your questions or DM me your questions on Instagram or leave comments on posts and stuff like that. Also, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TalkTennisTea, no spaces, just all one word. And also, for those who don't know, I do have a Patreon. I haven't started using it yet just because I'm still trying to set everything up. But the reason why I made one of those is just so that it allows you guys, the dedicated fans, to get extra access and extra information and extra stuff that I don't share with, that I won't be sharing with everyone else, but I probably won't start using that until I'm probably bigger on the platform, just in general on the podcast a little bit bigger. The whole point of setting it up was to help me in terms of getting some more like leverage and stuff, but also allowing me to get some equipment for the podcast, like getting mics and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, obviously if you want to subscribe, go do that. I will start to be posting maybe in following coming next year. I've just set it up this year just to get everything running, but it won't start coming into effect until next year. So check it out if you want to check it out. Getting to the actual reason of the podcast, the unpopular opinion. So I have to credit at Drive Volley on Twitter, who has this thread, and I will probably retweet the whole thread for you guys so you guys can know. But she has this thread of like 80 plus unpopular opinions. People have just DM'd her, and I went through them all, found but the most funny ones. And obviously, disclaimer, these ones that I've chosen to react to and read out to you guys are obviously ones that I find funny. These are all my opinions, and I'm not discrediting people's opinions. Obviously, everyone has the right to think of those things, but I'm just saying what I feel, and obviously some of these are my opinions and I'm reacting to it, so don't get offended by me. Hopefully I'm not offending anyone, and if I'm offending, we can talk about it. Like, let's not, we're all friends here, it's all, we're one big community. So that's the main thing I wanted to address before I start. So I'm going to start off with the funny ones, just because some of them are really funny, and we'll get them out of the way. So the first one is, Federer's scalp is in a worse state than Rafa's. That hairline, though. Number two is, Dimitrov sucks and isn't even pretty. Then number three, another Dimitrov one, Dimitrov's looks are basic and overhyped. Fognini's looks are overrated. He's not that good looking. Sasha looks like a piece of white bread cosplaying as Logan Paul. So those are the funny ones I found, and like all of them, and I didn't want to get too serious, but they're all kind of ridiculous. And I was like, I think the Sasha one cracks me off. Like, Sasha looks like a piece of white bread cosplaying as Logan Paul. Like, I read this yesterday and I was literally sitting on my couch dying of laughter for like 30 minutes because I was like, I wouldn't even guess that. Like, who ever came up with that? That is genius. And I ended up taking a double look, and I had a photo of Logan Paul and I had a photo of Sasha, and I was like, do they actually look related? Or like, do they look similar? And it was crazy. Now on to the serious ones. And like I said before, don't mean to offend anyone, but I'm just putting it all out there. So let's get into it. And for these serious ones, I have, I'm going to obviously retweet them. You have the thread, but I've also got some statements from people who obviously I am close with and I talk to all the time, and I just reacted in the best way possible. So I'm going to read them out for you guys. So the first one is about Denis Shapovalov. So here we go. I'm shocked not many people put Denis Shapovalov on their bad list. He's physically assaulted an umpire with a ball out of anger / frustration. Had someone like Serena or Djokovic did something like that, you'll have people talking about it for years to come. People still bring up the 2009 US Open incident like it was yesterday for Serena, but her actions never landed an official in hospital. I like him, but just saying. Girlfriend, do you really just like him? Like, no. And I took this, and if you guys follow me on Instagram, you probably saw that I screenshotted this one specifically, because like, this is the only thing that I saw that night, and I was like, I didn't realize it was a thread of more of them, but I screenshotted it, and I was like, I am done. Like, what is going on? And a Denis fan account on Twitter, and we actually spoke for a very long time talking about this. And her name, if you guys don't follow her, her account is called Shapo and Others. And basically, she, her statement is, Denis threw that ball out of frustration like so many other players do, but halfway through his motion, he hesitated and the ball hit the umpire. Even though Gabas, the umpire, said he knew Denis had no bad intention. Gabas said he knew Denis had no bad intention. Like, Denis was 17 at the time, guys. We have to think about that. He did not mean to do this on purpose. He was devastated. Like, actually devastated. She goes on to say, and I think Denis suffered enough from it. I don't know if you read my post from yesterday, where she basically posted a post saying how Denis loves and is how he's able to play for his country and how he's so supportive and how he just loves being able to play for Canada. How he's proud and he has the truest of motivations. Letting his nation down was so hard on him, and I totally believe that. Like, imagine, he was 17 at the time, and this is why this post really got me, because I was like, he did not, like, Denis meant no harm in that. It was devastating for me to see this post, and I was like, how many times do we keep having to talk about this? And I have said multiple times, like, yeah, Denis is overhyped, yeah, people hype him up way too much, but it's just, like, people hype him, like, from that. Like, that was the bad kind of exposure. From that incident, Denis has been in the spotlight ever since, and I don't think he's ever had a break where he's not been in the spotlight, and it kind of sucks for him, because, like, everyone's watching what he does with a close eye. He's just always in the spotlight, and I feel like that wasn't fair. Like, he rose, like, I knew him because of that incident. Like, other than that, I would have known, like, if besides that, I would have never known who Denis Shapovalov was. And, like, yeah, they brought him into the light, but we can't keep holding it against him. Like, Serena's one. Yeah, people, like, Serena's different. She's obviously a high-caliber player. She's obviously more popular than Denis. But, like, people still bring that up. And I guess, like, throughout his whole career, people still bring it up. But he's still young, and he has so much more to grow, and I don't think people should hold that against him. Like, he had no malicious intent. It was not, like, he wasn't supposed to hurt the man. He was just frustrated. And, like, so many other players get frustrated on court and have done way worse. I have seen players yell at ball kids. I have seen a player hit a ball kid with a racket. So we can't say that what Denis did, yeah, it was bad. Yeah, he got suspended. But, like, think of the effect it had on him. That tie was over for Canada. Like, the match was over. He disappointed his country. He let down his teammates. That was so much to take on for a 17-year-old boy. And I feel like he suffered enough, guys. He thought about it enough. Like, let's move on. And let's not keep bringing it up. Because I will keep saying the same thing. Let's let it go. And let's not even. And, like, to bring up Djokovic is not, like, if someone like Djokovic did that, obviously, they would be, like, at the moment, there are certain standards that I think are not correct, that people just let him off, because people do. No one talks about how Djokovic yells at ball kids. No one talks about how Djokovic has tantrums. No one talks about his sudden disappearance. No one talks about it, because it's Djokovic. But now that it's a younger guy, we can all talk about it and we can all be mean to him for that reason. Like, the amount of hate I see for Denis Shapovalov and people saying he's overrated, Denis shouldn't be this good, like, why do people like him? He's on my blacklist, like, I don't like him. And I'm like, yeah, you don't like him, keep that to yourself. Everyone else likes him. So just, like, leave him alone. Leave Dennis alone. He suffered enough. He's gone through his time. He did his time. Let's leave him alone. Let's let him actually prove himself and stop overhyping him. Okay, like, let's stop with this. Because it honestly pains me every time I hear someone talk about it, or every time someone brings it up, I just give them the, you know, the look, and it's just like, stop talking about it. Like, we know it happened, but stop talking about it. Like, it's over. Well, let's move on. It happened a couple of years ago. We'll move on from it. All right? Like, he's learnt from it. He knows what he did. He knows what he did was wrong. We're moving on. Okay. Next opinion. This is about Stefano Tsitsipas, so it's going to be a long rant after this. So, Stefano Tsitsipas is very overrated and has done nothing to deserve it yet. I mean, he clearly has talent and could be big one day, but does he have a single title yet? In fact, I think the whole next-gen thing is a farce, because many of those players are the now-gen and are getting results now. When Djokovic, Federer and Rafa were the age of these next-gen stars, they weren't nearly as hyped and won huge titles by then, not to mention slams. This one really got to me. I read it and I was like, not this conversation again. If you guys don't know, I have a podcast completely dedicated to talking about the good things, the bad things, what people think of the next gen and the whole next gen thing. So I'm not going to go into the next gen part of that opinion. I'm just going to stick to the Stefano Tsitsipas is overrated bit, which I don't think is correct. You guys all know that I'm a Tsitsipas fan. I love Stefano Tsitsipas. He's my favourite tennis player. None in the whole world would, but he is on my list of the top tennis players that I follow and support with my life and dying breaths. But for people to say he hasn't achieved much, he doesn't deserve it, I think is wrong, because he clearly showed, I think the clay court season really showed his game. Like, Stefanos is a good player. He played amazingly at the clay court. He got, his Grand Slam performance wasn't great just because he had a tough opponent. But when he played in Barcelona, that was one of my favourite moments of his entire, like, watching him play, my favourite moments. And then we go to Wimbledon where he backed it up. He went further. He went beyond and above in Wimbledon, because Stephen Lutz is a clay and a grass player, and that's his game. Like, at grass, we really saw his game. And those, like I said this in my Wimbledon podcast, but the dive volleys, like, those were amazing shots. And, like, to say he has talent, and it's clear he has talent, but he hasn't done anything to deserve it, I don't think not. I think he's proved that he can play at the top level against those guys. Like, he got to the third round of a Grand Slam better than some of the other guys have before some of the other guys have. So what are we even saying? Like, come on, people. Like, I guess everyone each their own, but he's going to win titles. Like, it's only a matter of time before he does. And when he does, what are you guys going to do then? Like, yeah. On the next-gen topic, like I said, I'm not going to get into the whole next-gen thing because I have talked about it before, but touching on the fact that the next-gen boys, I do think, have it differently because they are in the world of the big four, the now-gen, the lost gen, and then there's them. So I feel like it's a lot harder for them to have the same results, and you can't compare them to people like Roger, Rafa, Novak, Andy, and all that kind of stuff, because their competition level at their day was not the same as what these guys have now. So that's all I'm going to say. Next is, I feel like it's not an unpopular opinion if we don't mention Nick Kyrgios. So there's obviously one about Nick Kyrgios, and this one is one that really, again, these are all, like, really stinging, but let's read. So if we're going to talk about overhyped players, we should talk about Nick Kyrgios first. Sure, he's talented, but he's way more overhyped than Grigor or Thiem or Zverev. We've been hearing about how he's the next big thing since, what, last 5 to 6 years? And he's yet to turn into good results. At least the other three have results to back up their hype, especially Zverev. Now, Nick Kyrgios has had so many injuries. Like, no one actually thinks about it. He's had so many injuries, tantrums, and suspensions. So the fact that people even have the audacity to say that he hasn't performed in results yet. Remember, I think, was it 2015 Wimbledon that he got to the quarterfinals? Wasn't that 2015 Wimbledon? Like, that was a pretty good run. It's just that Nick has had a love-hate relationship with tennis, and I feel like his relationship with tennis is on and off. So he's starting now to get into the groove of being a tennis player, playing matches, all that kind of stuff. But the only reason why we haven't seen results is the fact that he's been plagued with injuries, and I feel like those injuries haven't been good to him, and they have come at the worst times. So, like, this year's Australian Open, he played Dimitrov in the semis or quarterfinals, I'm not quite sure, but that was a great run for him. You can't compare him to Zverev, because Zverev has just annihilated the game. Him and Zverev are, like, the two people that I think will have the biggest rivalry, and I think I've said this in another podcast, but they'll have a big rivalry. Forget Thiem and Zverev, Kyrgios Zverev, because of the fact that the games, I wouldn't say similar, but they're similar personalities. Like, they're great friends out off the court, very similar, and I feel like I've seen them play against each other, and it's their top match, so they're gonna have a big rivalry to come. But I think, like, you would expect that same success for Kyrgios, but it's just that his personality has let him down. And I think people put personality in front of game style and all that kind of stuff. So the person who wrote this opinion, in my opinion, kind of forgot the fact that Nick has had a lot to deal with in terms of, like, getting to the point where he's mentally stable enough to have a full game and actually do results. But he has, like, Nick has titles, let's not forget about that. I think he doesn't have more titles than Sasha, but he does have titles, so let's not undershine what his achievements and all that kind of stuff. So this is the one. There's some of them, like, there were too many that I saw, so many opinions that had Novak is greater than Rafa Nadal, Novak is the best out of the big three, Novak this, Novak that. There were so many Novak ones, and I couldn't read them all to you guys, because we'd literally be here for days. So I picked one that I thought was the most ridiculous of them all. So, but here it is. The greatest of the big three goes like this. Number one, Novak. Number two, Rafa. Number three, Federer. This could change by the time Novak and Rafa finish their careers. Now, the reason I say this is the most ridiculous, and if you guys haven't pegged by now, I am not the greatest fan of Novak Djokovic. I do appreciate his tennis. I don't appreciate his personality and some of all that other stuff, and just his fans and all that other stuff, but that's for another day. But I don't think people who think he's better than Rafa and Roger in the right state of mind. Like, that's my personal opinion, and I don't think he's the best out of the big three. I think that is not an accurate thing to say. I feel like if I keep talking about the situation, my opinion will just get more worse. But I don't think Novak is better than Rafa. Like, obviously, I'm a Rafa fan. I'm a Rafa and Federer fan, so I'm going to be biased in terms of that. And because I don't like Novak, that's even more biased. So, yeah, I just thought that was the most ridiculous. And I do want to know what you guys think. So, in terms of the big three being Novak, Rafa, and Federer, who do you think is the best? Because I think for me, it's Roger. Like, I'm not a big Roger fan, but I can clearly say Roger is... he's the number one, and then Rafa, and then Novak. Like, that's my big three. That's my ranking. So please let me know what you guys think, because I would love to know and love to hear about it. The next one is about the big four. And you guys, if you guys don't know, the OG big four is Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal, Novak Djokovic, and Di Mari. This person says, Stan should be there in the big four instead of Andy Murray. Now, I think, technically, since Stan won the French Open, the first time Stan won the French Open, that classed it, that opened up to me, whenever I think of the Big Four, I think of Big Five, and Stan is the fifth, Stan Wawrinka is the fifth person. So, I don't think it's technically a Big Four, I think it's a Big Five in my head, but obviously the OGs is the Big Four, so that would be Andy Murray. I can't push Andy out and I can't push Dan in. Like, I can't replace them. I just include them all. So I don't have an opinion on that. Like, it's just, that was just my thing. And I'm just saying, mine is the Big Five. So there you have it. This one really cracked me up. It's like ridiculous, funny, also crazy, but also like, let's not, like, don't even try me. So this one is about Serena. So they say, I'm sick and tired of Serena posting things about her daughter. If you guys don't know, Serena has a daughter, Olympia. It was cute last year. Now it's just tiring. You don't have to tweet every time your baby breathes. Ugh. Now, I don't know if you guys, like, I just found that so funny. Like, let her live her life. Let her enjoy. Like, unfollow if you don't like seeing it. Like, what is your problem? Like, just unfollow her. Like, you don't have to see it all the time. Like, there's ways that you don't have to see it. Like, why are you, like, come on now. Like, I have no problem with it. I love, like, if you guys don't know, I love chill. Like, Olympia is the cutest baby, and so is Leo. Leo and Olympia, cutest children in the world, I reckon. Not in the world, but just cutest celebrity babies that I know of at the moment. So, like, I love seeing whatever they're doing, like, whatever cute, fun stuff that they're doing. Yes, it gets time when you see everything that she's posting about is Olympia, but you can unfollow. Like, just, girl, unfollow if you'd like. So, get out. Just unfollow if you don't want to see it all the time. Like, I thought that was ridiculous. Like, come on now. You don't need, like, if you're really that bothered by it, just unfollow her. And then they'll be like, oh, but I still want to see what Serena's up to. Then deal with it. Like, if you don't, like, come on now. There's so many ways. Like, is this really a problem you have to think about? Like, you just unfollow and keep moving. Keep the hustle going. Like, let's not pretend to be stupid or not know what to do with life, okay? So, yeah, that was just my opinion and take on some of these really unpopular opinions. It's kind of a longer podcast than normal, but it was really weird. I just read this. Like, there's so many more that I saw that I could talk about, like, so many. But those were the few that I picked out, and I feel like if I sat here and talked about all of them, we would be here for literally days, because there's literally so much you can say about some of them. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I hope it's what you wanted out of reacting to these unpopular opinions. If you guys want me to do something like this again, let me know. I would love to do something like that. I think it would be pretty funny, and I enjoyed it. It was really good getting stuff, all of this off my chest. Again, credit and thanks to @drivevolleyrashimi on Twitter for making this amazing thread and allowing me to do this, because you're the one who really had the... They aren't her popular opinions, she just has them all on her page. So also, if you guys find other threads and unpopular opinions, let me know. Just, like, tag me or, like, tweet them at me or whatever, and I will definitely react to them or reply to you guys about them, because I think they're so funny. But like I said, I do want to know what you guys think about some of these. Let me know what you think about the whole Djokovic being greater than Rafa and Roger. If Denis Shapovalov should ever live down his assaulting of the umpire, all that kind of stuff. Or if you do think Dimitrov sucks and his looks are basic and overripe, do let me know. Like, I would love to do that. And if Sasha looks like a piece of white bread cosplaying as Logan Paul, like, do let me know, guys. I hope you guys enjoy this. I did enjoy it. Like I said, you guys can listen to the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, so many places now. If you haven't seen my latest post, where I basically did like a nice photoshopping of where you guys can find them, go check that out. And do you guys know on the links? And if you go to the Anchor profile, you can also see where you can listen to it as well. Twitter, Instagram, you know where to find me. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.